Students and young people were saying to me, well, at least you could give us some work.
I work with universities, with educators and with micro-businesses on programmes, projects and events that help people learn how to make a good living and make a difference, make some kind of social, contribute to social change.
Okay.
I think in my profile there are a kind of number of the projects that I've been working with.
I'm Alistair, I'm a recent travel tourism graduate, and I'm here to creating a blog, hopefully to help graduates seek employment, bridge that gap. I've started a new career as a job soon in social media.
Oh, okay.
I'm João Gabriel, I'm from Portugal. This time I'm leaving the UK. I'm doing English, trying to learn English to do next September. To go to Munich to finish my master.
I'm Sabina, I'm from Romania. I've actually had an experience of one role before. I've been to the film school in 2008 in Bukova.
Okay.
But I came across this project completely in a completely different way. What I do is I've been kind of teaching and researching social media and how social media kind of impacts social change.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a big film buff, so I'm really excited to be here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's me.
I'm Iman Syed. I'm actually a public health practitioner. I worked within the National Health Service for 9 years. And I now work independently, and I do things like helping people give up smoking to improve health, helping people lose weight. So those are the current projects I'm doing. But also I was trying to connect social media or documentaries to educate people about health. And that was the purpose of me being here today. So looking at work ethics and situations around work. Do you work for work or does work work for you? And how that impacts health. So when this opportunity came, I was so excited to be here and it's been great so far.
And I'm Jacqueline Bennett. I run a programme to help people with addictions who are in recovery to uncover their skills and attributes and sort of fulfil their potential. And one of the challenges around that is that it is jobs, finding jobs for people who haven't worked for a very long time or who feel that work actually brought them to a stage of their problems. So that's my interest here.
Okay, so Hannah. I've been working for the festival for 10 years, so this year is my 10th anniversary. And I really started like from the bottom up. I was hired as a guest service coordinator, so it was my first year at the festival just trying to find lost guests in the city, and it was really crazy because at the place where we were, like for the first 2 days there was no internet connection, so so it was just, and the phone signal was really bad, so it was just crazy, and I have no idea how we did it because we had really many guests, and afterwards I was in the production team. And yeah, and later on I became the executive director when the former director of the festival also became a director of a human rights department, which is another like department of our organization, so he needed more help. And then when he decided that it's like time for him to like leave the festival and move on to different jobs, then I became a director. Apart from like managing the whole festival and the team, I'm also part of the programming team, which is really like the work that I like most because it involves in watching other people's films for a few months. And every night when I go back from work, just watch films every weekend, or just even staying home for like the whole weekend, just watch films. So it's very nice but like very tiring work after those months, and but also very rewarding. I just love it because there are so many stories that people are really able to make into films, and I like every year I find like so many things that I didn't know that were happening around the world, or the approaches to topics that I didn't know that could exist. So it's kind of really like very energetic part of my work. We have the festival itself. It has like very good team that has been working together for a few years already. Like every year we have some new people because some people leave, but we are kind of just we are able to really keep a good team spirit. So even if it's somebody new, I mean, we are just like really able to kind of make him feel at home, which is really nice, and it's important for the continuity of the festival. So like for the whole year, we are about like 6 or 7 people who work for the festival, and now we are about like 32 who meet every morning here in this room. We have a like morning meeting, and then it's like tens of volunteers who work for us in all the cinemas in the city. Yeah. So it's the 16th year now, which is really, really cool. And the festival, it really became a popular and good event in Prague, but also in other cities where it's happening afterwards. So we are happy about that. We hope that the weather will not change into too much springy weather, because it's good for people, so they are out on the sun, but it's not. No. Good for the audience members. Yeah. So this is
rain,
hard.
Rain.
The way we work with the films is that we are really like very open to how human rights topics could be seen, because we know that it's nothing popular. People are just not interested in other people's miseries and problems, but we are somehow really able to persuade them that it's good to care. And so when you go through the program, you really see films which are very difficult to watch because they're about like really atrocious abuses of human rights, but you also see like very mainstream films which are kind of like very light films, like easy to grasp, and those are films for the people who are the audience that would never come to a human rights film festival, but maybe they will come for the film on that topic with their friends and blah blah blah, and they will see that it's the event is okay, like it's normal people and everything. There are like Q&As or different kinds of debates afterwards, and maybe they will come again. So this is how it works. Like a few years ago, we did a like an audience survey, like a proper survey, and the results showed that the most audience we get are women between ages of 18 and 35, and you can really like see it in the cinemas. So, and most of them like higher or university education different universities, and about like 25% of audiences come to the festival for the first time, and usually somebody brings them to the festival. Mm. So that's also like interesting that it's not really their idea, but they can come along with a friend. And people come to One World because they are interested in the issue, so it's really good that it's already like committed audience that is not afraid to share what they think about the world, but also because they like documentary films. Because I think, I don't know how the situation is in UK, but here it's really difficult to see like films in normal distribution. Like if you have a documentary film in distribution, I mean, nobody really goes to see it. It has like 300 people go to see a film in a distribution, but like in the cinemas, because it's like so much competition with like fiction films or like films different than documentaries. But when we include the films in the festival, and they also travel to other cities in the Czech Republic, I mean, they get like much more attention than they would be if they were in the distribution. So it's kind of that the And it's not just the case of One World, but the festivals really became like other source of distribution for the films, because nowadays it's much more difficult to get them into TV and they are, I mean, and get them to internet. It's like still the filmmakers are afraid that the film would be like just lost when you put it online, because everybody can download it. So it's kind of interesting also to recognize the festivals not just as like art events, but also events that really help the filmmakers and the films as well.
Can I ask, is it the highest proportion of the audience is women between the ages of 18 and 35? Have you got any ideas about why that might be?
Like in the Czech Republic in general, or like in the field of non-governmental organizations, it's mostly women who work there.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So I think it really comes from there, like from like human rights, social things, education.
Right.
It's really like majority of women.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And we got also more women that study at universities than men.
Right.
So I think it's also connected to this.
How did you come up with the theme of work? Is that something that was a demand or?
It was something that I started thinking about before the last festival started, because it's like kind of interesting, because it's usually like 1 week before the festival starts, I'm like done with my work, so I really have like time to do stuff that I didn't have time to do half a year, and I can really start thinking about what to do the next year. So I just had a feeling that there were like so many like hate articles in the media that foreigners are ruining the Czech economy. They're like, we don't have enough jobs, and now we have to take care for the foreigners. Then we had these elections. I don't even remember which ones, if they were the presidential or some other elections. And the politicians really started using like very like right-wing rhetoric, which wasn't common before. And I was like, hey, come on, it's just so ridiculous. And there really wasn't like kind of an opposition voice. I mean, if there was, it was really like a very like leftist for just a certain circle of friends. It really wasn't like in the public. And also just like looking at the people with whom we work or at friends, we just kind of realized that everybody's really has issues with their work. And it was like, if you work in NGO, you are usually like, you don't really make enough money. I mean, you don't really have like any special benefits, because benefit is the kind of work that you do. It's kind of the sentence of our director. and then you have like people of my generation that all like have their businesses, and they are just overworked and just hate the work, but they also love the money. So it's kind of like a never-ending circle of what you really want. So then we started discussing it with the team, and also started reading some articles about what kind of solutions are there in the world for high unemployment, or for like new generation of kids who come like university education, but there is like nothing that they can really do, because they just there is nothing they can do. All these regions that were former like industry zones, which are now closed down, and people are like, at least in the Czech Republic, they are really not used to being taught to be like self-sufficient or have some courage to really try something, you know, for yourself. I don't want to say that it's because of the communist past, because I think it's already a long time ago.
So we have similar
things.
But
it's really, it's not in our nature that you would say, okay, so I'm unemployed now, so let me like try this. I like this, and I'll try this. It's more that people are still waiting, that the only job that you can do is like being full-time employed in a company for many, many years. You do the same job. And we have been also discussing it with our colleagues who work in socially excluded locations in the Czech Republic, and they said that they feel that is the topic, that it's also like, for them the topic is not work, for them the topic is total unemployment, impossibility of people from those locations to find jobs because people don't want to employ them at all. So we just felt strongly that this is the topic. And now we had to decide whether it's really strong enough topic to find films for it, which is another big big step. Because the way how we always structure these main topics is that we just want to really have it like very diverse. Stories from different parts of the world, stories that different people can relate to. So somehow after a few months we felt that we will really be able to find find films and really make it into a category that would speak on its own and that we would be really like okay to speak that the topic is work for this and this reason and these are the films and we and everybody's always like asking so what are the solutions and from the beginning we said that it's not our job to give solutions because it's impossible to give solutions. There just have to be some like mind shifting if you really want to properly solve this like big problem which is just like raising everywhere, like in Europe totally, in US totally.
It's a very
so this is how it really happened, and I think this is kind of the procedure how we go through the topics when we are thinking about them. So right now I didn't think about anything for next year.
That's not surprising.
I remember that last year one colleague of mine who was like a new in the team and he was really exposed to lots of films and he wasn't used to it, like seeing some very horrible stuff. He was like saying, we have to make the main topic of love. You know, we just have to be totally positive. So I'm always thinking about like, you know, how to use a different word than love and really making it into something totally positive. So
we are all from different backgrounds and different countries, and we've connected. We've come to this to Prague together, and we've actually found connections, links, whether it's work related or past related, and we. We're in having a coffee and we had a dessert called hot love.
Okay.
But we only had one hot love.
I'm not sure.
So we called it.
I need to know that.
We called it sharing love. So that's what we came up with. We've had a joke about it as well. So there are different ways to kind of put things together and much nicer.
Yeah. And then another way how we come with the topics is that they really come from the films that we received. So, for example, the second topic that that deals with, we call it endangered families, which deals with like crises in like family structure and their relation to some kind of institution that can help or can even make worse for the family. And this really came because we got so many films that related to this topic and we wanted to include them in the program and it wouldn't be possible to include it different way to different categories, so we just created this category. So
on the topic of seeing really horrible things, how do you deal with that as a...
It's like I have my professional distance. I mean, I'm at least I think I have like on one hand. On the other hand, it's impossible to make like too much distance from the movies anyway. So I especially feel it like when we are really in those like watching periods when we watch films the whole day. So we are just home with my colleagues. We watch films and then we meet like 3 days or 4 days later in the office and we tell each other what we saw. And those are really moments when you kind of really feels that the films set down into you, because you just it influences your energy, your mood. You really become much more frustrated and it's really because of if you really see like lots of horrible films. I mean,
but do you think it's worth it? Because you've been in this festival for many years. Do you think it's made a difference in the community? Can you see that?
You mean the festival itself?
Yeah.
I think it's it helps like opening up debates on different topics. I think it is helping people to realize that activism could be interesting, cool
mm-hmm.
thing.
Mm-hmm.
We have cases where people really are inspired by the films and they do something.
Mm-hmm.
And that's I think important. Also, that people are not afraid to tell their opinions if they are different. I think that's also very, very important.
Yeah, being able
yeah.
to.
Yeah. Because this is also not part of the education even that we have nowadays. It's so people are not afraid to talk. It's also like good meeting place because people of the same beliefs or the same value beliefs really come together. So it's good. And also like kind of my what I'm always trying to do is really make all these like networkings and these connections and also between the different NGOs because
yeah.
I mean it's competitive world, we are like fighting for the same money of the city of the culture or of the sponsors, but it's important every now and then to really like connect together and really do something together, so that's also kind of my view that it's important to like invite different NGOs for Q&As or invite them for the festival, for the opening, whatever. Just give them space where they can also be visible, because like for us the organization that I work for, People in Need, it's like we are really big and we are visible, but you have like much smaller organizations that are maybe not that well known but are interesting and so. So I think these kind of just making people more like realize that they can really do something, and it just depends on them. Yeah.
Helping people as well make those connections, like you were saying earlier, seeing social issues in a different way that you may not have connected with, and being able to connect and maybe then do something.
And also issues from different parts of the world, because Czech society is like so close into themselves, just opening up that they should really care, and it is important, it is,
How do you fund the program?
Fund?
So how do you finance?
Okay. So it's many different sources. It's like a part of my every year's frustration, because usually we know how much money we have like when the festival starts, which is really just too late. So, but we are trying. Okay, so we got the biggest amount of money we got is from the Ministry of Culture, where we apply for a grant and they give us money. Then from the Czech fund that is supporting cinematography, so that they are mostly supporting the part of the Czech program that we have, Czech films, directors and so on. Then we have money from the city of Prague, then from the EU, from this program Media, which is now going to be turned into Creative Europe, so we will apply for that. Then we got like small contributions from different embassies and institutes. For example, if we are inviting somebody from France, we ask like French embassy or institute to pay for the stay or for the ticket. And we also get corporate sponsorship. So this year, our main corporate sponsor is Foundation Avast, who makes antivirus programs, and they are like originally Czech company, even though that they are like global now. And another sponsor that used to be the main sponsor, but now it's the second one, is the like a company called Bagueterie Boulevard, which is like a place where they make sandwiches. And the third sponsor that we have this year is called Jobs CZ, which is like a platform where people are looking for work. So they connect it to the main category, which is nice. So that's basically it. We got money from the tickets because we split the tickets with the cinema and with us. So we are not renting the cinema, we are splitting the tickets. And then we are always trying to get things for free in exchange for like advertisements and these things. like my colleagues from the PR are working a lot, like on the getting all the media sponsors, like not sponsors, but like media coverage that you could get through media partners and through working with individual journalists. Also like social media, that's a big thing. It's important to really know how to work with it, because it can save a lot of money if it's well kind of targeted.
Yeah,
because we used to have like really lots of big posters around the city, but it's just so ridiculous, it's like expensive that this year we really have, I think we have like the tents that we used to, but we are investing like much more, not money, but energy in like social media.
I noticed the posters missing.
I mean, they are somewhere, but it's really, it's not like we used to have like 500, now we have maybe 80 or something, so it's kind of lost.
Do you want to mention the social media?
Yeah, so you've mentioned the posters, but apart from that, do you think in the last few years social media has helped you in any way or changed the festival in any way?
I mean, I'm not sure if I mean, we cannot say that they brought us like audiences, but I think that it's just the social media just became like the part of the communication of our audiences are using anyway, so it's just that if you are part of an NGO or if you are active, you need to use social media for your work anyway. So I think like that, and we are like, for example, this year we are using much more Twitter than we used to. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not so popular as it is like maybe in your country, but it's still like very good tool to be connected with opinion makers. Mm-hmm. So people who are opinion makers are using Twitter, also Facebook, but Facebook is like much more used here, so that's our like main social media kind of tool. Like we have website that in the last few years we really kind of made it just into a very basic website, mm-hmm. because we just found out that people are just interested in films. They are not interested in other stuff, like how much is the ticket, when the cinema is open, and how we can get the films, like what kind of films we can see. And you can, like through the analytics and everything, you can just see what people are really interested in. So,
Because you obviously mentioned that 25% were based on recommendations. So do you have like a social media campaign for encouraging people to invite via obviously social networks, because obviously that's quite a quick, easy way to
We don't have like invite, but we have it more that we are like promoting certain films to certain groups, which could be like different from the usual ones.
So it gives you an opportunity to match audiences a lot better.
We asked a question with the audience yesterday when we were speaking to people, whether they were using social media, and majority responded and said it was Facebook, and very little had heard of Twitter, or some just were using emails.
Because when we were doing the audience survey a few years ago, we were asking people whether it would be okay that we just don't publish the catalogue if everything is online. And it was really interesting because like 25% of people said that they are not using like smartphones. So they was like, they really had like the old phones. So that was like also like interesting information. And so we decided that it's still good to have the catalog and have a good website and all this. So, but it was really like shocking.
But in time, maybe you can cultivate that social media.
Yeah, but maybe they just don't want to use it because of like just their beliefs that they just don't
have
Which in a way kind of sits.
And going back to the fact that we were talking to people yesterday, we've come up with a little plan. We're here to kind of help you with the promotion of the festival in a way through social media. So the thing that we came up with was that we'd make a sort of personalised Google map, or we'd find another tool for a map, and take a picture of the people who are willing to post for us. And